This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's now 7 after the hour on the Tuesday, the 27th of February program. One more day to go in the month, and then we're worshiping springtime as the month of spring beginning springs onto the calendar. I'm Doug Steffen here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan. Jennifer has some of the trending items at the moment. So what do we have?
Three trending items. First, in the entertainment world, Ryan Seacrest in trouble once again. He cleared his name after an original set of abuse and sexual harassment allegations had come around. But now another woman has popped up. Susie Hardy was a single mother. She had a preschool age daughter. She landed a job as Ryan Seacrest's personal stylist for E! News. This happened back in 2007. The position provided good pay and a schedule that would allow her to pick up her kid from school, but according to a letter that was sent from her attorney addressed to E! And NBC Universal, their parent company, and Ryan Seacrest, the job became an ordeal as allegedly Ryan Seacrest subjected her to years of unwanted sexual aggression, including grinding his privates against her while clad only in his underwear, groping her in her private areas, and at one point even slapping her on the rear end so hard she said it left a large welt that was still visible hours later. She claimed she endured the abuse for years out of concerns over being able to provide for her daughter. The situation ended in 2013 when she reported Seacrest's actions to Human Resources. Her employment ended after that. Variety reporting on this, and it is trending today. Also trending today, Madonna sounding off. I don't know if you heard about this. She did this kind of controversial post on Instagram. She sounded off on songwriting camps and other aspects of modern hit making in the comments section of an Instagram post by her manager, Guy Osiri. Osiri posted an old MTV News video of Madonna with himself and host Kurt Loder in celebration of the 20th anniversary of her Ray of Light album, which is just boggles my mind to begin with. And that kind of relaunched Madonna after her Like a Virgin stage, after Blonde Ambition. Ray of Light was sort of a rebranding for her. She said, "Love this woman, love this album. One day she will hopefully do a tour for this album. It deserves to be performed from start to finish." On Sunday, Madonna responded to the post in a comment section sounding off on the common contemporary hit-making practice of songwriting camps, saying, "Can you help me now, please? Remember when I made records with other artists from beginning to end? I was allowed to be a visionary and not have to go to songwriting camps where no one can sit still for more than 15 minutes. She then added several flame emojis and the words, "coming soon." So she's taking a hit at the current crop of songwriters. Madonna making waves always. And finally, trending today in the political world, President Trump is finally coming to California. He has not been to California since he was elected president, and he's decided he's going to schedule his trip the middle of March. He'll be participating in an RNC fundraiser, and he'll also be touring the wall, the border wall, that he wants to see built in San Diego. He'll be looking at 8 prototypes that have been put up in San Diego to decide in which direction he wants to see this wall that he's still insisting he'll build.
What, is it east and west or north and south? Is that the direction? Got to figure out, well, shall we put it on the
east and west?
Yes. So also, the president seems to be, yesterday, and I was watching a little bit of a video from some event at the White House focusing on gun control or what to do at schools.
Yeah,
and
the governor's ball at the White House.
Right. Is that what it was? Okay. Mm-hmm. So he says he's going to take on the NRA, but there's sort of a two-pronged approach to this. So the NRA doesn't want to do anything, but he also is supporting, I don't know that this is an NRA they're advocating for teachers having guns, or is that just an ad hoc kind of, okay, let's give teachers who want to have guns, guns?
Well, I think that's less about the NRA and more about making schools. Right now, a lot of campuses are gun-free zones, and right now the proposal on the table from the president and from other people is to eliminate that and to allow people who are trained to carry on campuses.
Yeah. And so do we agree
where
with that?
Where he's clashing, oh, I do, where he's clashing with the NRA is with his support of the raise to age restriction, basically, in most, I guess on a federal level. Right now, in most states, you have to be 18. There are some exceptions to buy firearms. He's suggesting that that age be raised to 21. Rick Scott in Florida has already said that he supports that. He's looking to do that within his own state.
Everybody agree with that one? 21 to buy a gun?
Absolutely. I don't.
Why?
Why? Because I don't think it makes a difference. I think there are a lot of laws already on the books that are not being implemented. I don't think that making, I don't think that changing the age is going to do absolutely anything to stop this violence. Until we deal with mental illness and until we start allowing that as part of the background check system, you're going to see this thing over and over and over again.
It may be, but there are those who would use the argument, this kid's 19, he shouldn't have been able to buy guns at 19.
He shouldn't have been able to buy a gun because he had 50 calls made about him and because he was known to the FBI, local law enforcement, and the school system, and they ignored it and ignored it and ignored it.
Let me ask you this from a sort of ignorant point of view. I don't even know how much a gun costs. That gun that you've got that you keep in the nightstand, how much you pay for that?
About $500.
$500. What is a good gun like the, well, you can't, the police have Glocks, you can't buy a Glock, right?
Sure you can. I almost did. I just preferred the 1911. I have a 45 and a Glock.
What's a 1911?
It's just a type of gun. It's a 45 Magnum.
Does Jeff have a permit to carry as well?
Jeff, you can't get a concealed carry permit in Los Angeles. It's incredibly difficult. So he doesn't, neither of us have a concealed carry, but he has handguns and he has rifles in a safe in his home.
So he doesn't keep one. On one side of the bed, there's a nightstand with a gun in it on both sides.
No, and
sides
I lock mine up, too, to say mine's just sitting in the locks. No, mine's locked up. His,
so what
his,
good is it to you if somebody comes
guns.
Into your house? If you, somebody breaks into your house.
I have a finger safe, so I can open it when I need to.
Can you move that fast to where it is?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. All right. So here's what I would like to have us, I don't want to get lost on this because I think there's a lot of conversation back and forth. I noticed that some people, as I've said, I've been here in Wisconsin for a couple of days, and this is a hot topic here as it is most every place else. This is a farm area, fairly conservative. The locals are saying that they want to protect children in schools here, by any means necessary. And then there are others who are focused on, Paul Ryan is from Wisconsin. He says we've got to keep the issue alive. Gun violence is an epidemic. 5,000 people signed a petition to call for a special session to require mandatory changes in gun laws. I think I agree with Jennifer on this. There's so many laws now. What do we need more for? Just enforce the ones that are there. Although I do think that it's, my own preference would be you got to be 21 to buy a gun. You can argue that point one way or another, I suppose. But it just seems to be common sense. So what do you need one for? And then we get to the issue, well, you have a right to have one, and at what point do your rights kick in?
The reason that we have
the
Second Amendment.
Does the Constitution deal with that?
Well, the reason that we have a Second Amendment is so that it prevents government tyranny. And I know everybody laughs and says, well, that's so far-fetched.
I don't laugh at that.
Far-fetched. But it's not. And we're not that far away from the history that we were founded on. And I think people choose to believe that we are, but I think it's pretty misguided. I think that to have a citizenry that is armed, especially when you have the failures of the government and law enforcement that we just saw in Florida happen, if you've got armed deputies who are refusing to go into a building, well, then who is going to protect you? It's up to you to protect yourself.
Can we flash back to Ryan Seacrest for a second? The stylist.
Always.
Well, I mean, do we have anything else on that's new on the gun stuff? I don't know if there's anything else new. Victoria, you're welcome to stand in line with it. I don't find anything else that's new in the grist mill here.
Anything's going to be done. I think this is a lot of blustering,
I don't think
anything's going to be done until these kids who are protesting and walking out of high schools, these kids have every right to be angry, and I think they're going to start voting people out. And I don't think we're going to really see any change until we see an election.
Yep, I think you're right about that. Okay, so Jennifer, in one of the trending items, suggested Ryan Seacrest may have a problem because his stylist says he harassed her for years. Who's buying this? Anybody buying this?
It sounded, from the description, pretty serious.
Yeah, it does sound serious.
I had not thought it before, but reading through this, I don't know. There are some descriptions you read and you're kind of like, well, why did that person stick around, or like, mm-hmm. this doesn't sound like, okay, it sounds like one person made a comment one time, but it was, I don't know, the way that she described it, I'm kind of believing into it now.
And the fact that, like, did you read, Kara, the backstory of she lived across the street from his personal assistant, and that's how she got the job, and then they were friendly, and then he apparently, Seacrest had apparently shown some interest in this, I forget what her first name is, her last name's Hardy, right? Whatever her first name is.
You mean Susie, to Susan.
Yeah, he apparently expressed some interest in her, and then he called her to his house in, like, the middle of the night because he wanted her to tie a tie around his neck, and she refused to do that because she thought that was weird and inappropriate, and it was kind of like some, I don't know. I'm with Kara on this. At first, I dismissed it when I heard the story. I thought, no, that just doesn't seem right about him and the whole thing. And now, I don't know. These are pretty specific
accusations. So, if in fact they prove to be true, is that the end of his career?
It's a good question.
For some people, it has been. Just the mere accusation has been enough to end a lot of people's career. But other people have survived. He survived and made it through the last accusation. In fact, I think he even may have accelerated his career a little bit. But I don't know. This one does seem serious. It seems like she did the proper channels. That's what I always look at. Who did the person tell when this happened? When we're finding out about something 11 years later, what's the path, right? And so did they say something? Did they try to get help? She went to HR in 2013 and then somehow her employment ended? That seems a little bit fishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we mean fishy in the sense that it would protect Ryan to get
him.
Rid of her?
Yeah. Correct. Protecting him. Yeah.
No.
I hate to say this, but this whole PR thing could end up being on Kelly Ripa to see what she says, what she does. I think a lot of people are going, if this goes further, people will look to her to see what her reaction
is. And she's become quite friendly with him.
Yes.
Yeah, they're actually, they like each other.
Yeah, right. Where does it end, and why is it that there's this culture? It really is all these questions. We have more questions today. Sorry, folks. More questions than answers. Here's a question. Where do you go to make sure you find the best opportunity for yourself if your career is stuck? If you're looking for a new job, you've posted your CV, curriculum vitae, or your resume on one of the job boards, right? And so you've figuring out, get some action here. Well, you are going to get some action because ZipRecruiter is attached to all these job sites. And when a boss wants somebody who's got the skills that you do, they're going to find you. And you are going to be very happy about the results. You will be with many other people. ZipRecruiter finds candidates in 24 hours for jobs that you, as the employer, so this is for both employer and employee, but mostly the employer using ZipRecruiter's software to find a new candidate right away. Over 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in a day. One day. ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes, all shapes, all these big companies. The smaller company is looking at a board of opportunity. I guess that's what it was. Jobs being posted by Midas Muffler Shops and by IHOP and by Living Social. So all of these companies are using ZipRecruiter. You can use them, too. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter free the first time around so you can see how wonderfully well it works. You'll be very impressed, very happy, very satisfied. I know I sound like Trump, don't I? Very happy. Everything's great. So go. It is. This is a fabulous way for you to find a new job the right way. ZipRecruiter, quality personified. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The focus on Ivanka Trump, who's being slammed on a lot of social media for trying to have it both ways, as it's been described. On one hand, she's an advisor to her father. And then, on the other hand, she's taken umbrage at a question about his sexual misconduct. How uncomfortable can that be for her? And is it her that should be made uncomfortable? I don't think that's fair. She's not her father. She didn't do it. So why are they taking shots at her? Take a shot at her father.
Well, I think.
But why take a shot at her?
It wasn't a shot at her. It was a question that she snapped at the reporter and said it was inappropriate. And
well, it is.
But it's not, though, when she's an advisor to the president.
She's not him. She did not have anything to do with his sexual.
I understand that. Anyone else, she is an advisor to the president. She was there in South Korea representing America. So was it obviously a reporter trying to get a soundbite? Of course.
Of course.
But that's where the argument of saying, well, you can't have it both ways, that's where that's coming from. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I'm just saying that's the argument that people are making against it. Like, well, you know, you can't be an advisor to the president and also and choose to not answer certain questions that make you personally uncomfortable.
I would. That's what they're saying. Well, a lot of people are saying she shouldn't be paid. I don't believe that she is being paid. I don't believe anybody in the family is getting any money from the government for being advisors. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. Trump's not taking his check, and I don't believe anybody else in the family is getting paid. Jared Kushner, Ivanka, the two boys. There's not a penny being paid.
Well, the boys aren't doing anything officially. So Kushner and Ivanka are the only two. But I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. I don't know the specifics of that. Yeah.
All right. So there's something for us to chat about at some point in time. I'd rather go to music news now at 25 after the hour. This is something I'm going to be very interested in, and so will many of you who are Johnny Cash fans. I think you remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about Chris Cornell contributing to Johnny Cash Forever Words, which is the tribute album, has a collection of unused lyrics and letters and poetry written by Johnny Cash. The collection was co-produced by his son, John Carter Cash, initially published in the book Forever Words, the Unknown Poems. Chris Cornell had recorded vocals for this poem, You Never Knew My Mind, just before he died in May of last year. At the time of the recording, he said, I met the man once or twice in my life. He was so gracious. He was such an influence on me as a musician. I felt like he may be one of the bigger presences in my life in terms of artists that I'm a fan of. Cash was also a fan of Cornell's, covering the Soundgarden hit Rusty Cage on his 1996 album Unchained. So it looks like it was a two-way street, Victoria.
Yeah.
Cornell's take on You Never Knew My Mind was released yesterday. That's what you're listening to in the background here, is the first sample of what the project may sound like. Other contributors to Johnny Cash Forever Words include Casey Musgraves, Elvis Costello, Willie Nelson, the Jayhawks, Roseanne Cash, Kris Kristofferson, and there are more as well. Forever Words going to be available on the 6th of April. So
this song is just so gorgeous.
Yeah, oh. It's almost haunting. I would think that. Well, you're cranking up characters in there. Painfully. Cornell singing the words from the poem that Johnny Cash wrote. So.
Yeah, and a lot of fans pointing out the possible irony here that we never really did know Chris Cornell's mind and what a perfect song, unfortunately, this turned out to be. Yeah.
Right. All right, musical food for thought here on the DJB show at 28 past the hour.
Think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong? Well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, do you like old pickup trucks? Well, it seems so many Americans do too, and they're collecting them. We've seen prices climb at auction over the last year. A classic 1947 to 1955 Chevrolet 3100 pickup has gone up 33%. A 1973 to 1987 GMC has risen around 22%, and the Big Daddy, a 1945 to 1968 Power Wagon, is up a massive 34%. So if you have an old pickup, you might want to keep it. For more, go to our Auto Expert. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour as we get back into the action. Tuesday the 27th of February. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Today is Spay Day USA. Say that 100 times fast. Spay Day USA. Spay Day USA. Spay Day USA. Helping to decrease the population of stray dogs and cats around the country. Spaying helps reduce the number of unwanted animals. This day has been created by Doris Day's Animal League. It goes back to 1994. Okay, question, does both the mind of Kara and Victoria go someplace when I say the name Doris Day?
She was an actress?
She was an actress and also a singer. Kara, did you know that? Just trying to get a reference point here.
Yeah, I know the name, but I couldn't tell you any of her works.
Yeah.
She's been like sort of like Bob Barker. She's been one of the original people on all over the place trying to deal with pet populations and not using the puppy mills, going and finding all these dogs. I've been on my Facebook page for a couple of days because I haven't had time, but I often am putting things out there that help people understand how big the opportunity is for you to adopt a dog. I wouldn't go back to. Charlotte came from a family that had bulldog parents, and so she came out of that in the litter. But now the dog that Meredith and I found, she's almost 3 years ago now, in New York, was from a kill sitter. Fabulous dog. You can find fabulous dogs in these centers. So do that, and don't, I mean, it becomes, sometimes some people say, well, you overdo it, you talk about it too much. No, I don't think that's the case. I think this is something that ought to be top of mind, and that's what Doris Day and this group, they were trying to bring attention to the pet overpopulation in our country and encourage people to control their pets by neutering them. It is damned irresponsible for you to have a dog, whether male or female, and not have it neutered. It really is. I think, unless you can say, well, I want to breed my dog to have more puppies, and I'm not a puppy mill. Okay, I get that. And that's, I guess, okay. Yeah, I mean, you got to be more produced somehow, so let's do it this way. But just to let them run loose and wild, no, not acceptable. Kara, I meant to ask you earlier whether there was news in Washington about the West Virginia State Department of Education showing that the public schools are closed there. 680 public schools because of the teacher strike. They want better wages and benefits. I didn't know that. Who's the dummy who had the contract come up at this time of year? Well, whoever is in charge of negotiating the contract, not too smart. Hello, you have the contract come up when school's over in June. You don't have it up in April or February or March.
Yeah, I don't know whose decision it was. I don't think we've had any more news here than nationally. I mean, you've been traveling around a lot, so maybe you haven't seen it on the TVs. I've seen some coverage of it, but not much conversation. I don't really know. It was funny. I was talking to Victoria earlier about unions and the fact that I might have to join one, and because I haven't had to join one in the past, I really don't know that much about how they work and who negotiates the contracts, and I'm sure it's different for everyone, but it's not great for the students who are supposed to be in school.
Well, again, it's not good timing.
I'm sure they love it because
West
they don't
Virginia
have to go, but
is 48th in the nation for pay, and I'm going to bet that they're about there when it comes to actual ranking of the accomplishments of the schools. West Virginia is not our brightest light, which is kind of too bad because it's a beautiful state.
Last, it's 48th, I think.
Last. So the governor there signed legislation giving teachers a pay raise, but it wasn't enough. That's what they say. It didn't address other concerns, so they went on strike. Man, bad management, bad planning. Somebody's really dropped the ball on this one. But it goes back around to showing you. Go ahead, Victor.
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say a lot of teachers, big teachers are in the spotlight right now, obviously, with all of this, you know, should teachers be armed and that whole discussion. A lot of teachers across the country are saying it's great that we're being discussed, but we actually really just want to be paid a fair living wage. We really don't, you know, it's not about being armed, just pay us what we're worth. And, you know, over the weekend, over the weekend I was watching something on, I don't know what, CNN or MSNBC, whatever, and it was this disturbing account of how San Francisco loses 500 public school teachers every year because they can't afford to live in the city anymore. And there are single mothers who live in a studio. There was one who lives in a studio apartment with her son, and they can't afford to live in the cities and work in these schools. And if something isn't done to help subsidize where teachers can afford to live, we're going to have such a major crisis of public school education, way worse than it is now.
There's a two-sided prong here. One of them is, as you just suggested, it's hard to get good quality people to work in a place that's that expensive to live.
Yeah.
And then you get back around to why is it so expensive to live in San Francisco and Los Angeles, where the same sort of thing, the pay for teachers... When you look at some, I don't know what it is in New York, but I'm roughly thinking it's about the same as it is in the Boston area, probably a little higher. And in Los Angeles, the pay is high in comparison to others who are doing the same sort of work, if you can find a comparison. But what is appropriate to discuss is, while it's all important and appropriate to discuss, but in this circumstance where the cost of living is so outrageous, Los Angeles, I can speak to it because I live there part of the year. It is damnable. The kind of money that gets spent and wasted on stupid things that most people all would agree are stupid. The out of the, I mean, just crazy requirements that government has getting involved in all kinds of things they have no business being involved in. The cost of living in Los Angeles is due in large part to how much it costs to run government. Taxes on cars, taxes on food, taxes on homes, taxes on entertainment, taxes, 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 because they keep spending money that is unnecessary. And you can say, well, in your mind it may be unnecessary. Obviously they thought it was, anybody with any common sense looks at some of this stuff that they spend money on and thinks to them, how do we do this? They just, it's like they feel like they're entitled to just keep spending and passing it along. When you get a ticket for parking on the wrong side of the street on a day, they have patrol cars at 4 in the afternoon. You're not supposed to park on the street for the street sweeper from 4 to 6 on Tuesday afternoon on this particular street. At 4:01, the guy comes along and writes a ticket for $64 because you hadn't moved your car. And then they never sweep, that day they didn't even sweep the street. There was a profile on this in the local Santa Monica news, but they didn't even sweep. And so this is the kind of stuff.
Well, that happens in New York every day.
Well, but this, it's not right.
Because we
it's just not right.
It's not right, but it is the law. And so that's the thing. The law isn't that the street sweeper has to go by. The law is you can't be parked there. And so that's, and people try to fight those tickets all the time in New York City. And, you know, you're never going
to
win that one.
I used never going to win that one. Notes when I, now I don't even bother doing
of
that.
Of course you did. I would expect nothing less.
That's, all right. It's the ugly duckling message I send along. Okay, so here's something that I think is very appropriate, and this is something we ought to all be doing. Tell me what you think about this. This is the Dane County Circuit Court here in Wisconsin. They are relieving jails of the overcrowding starting next month. If you are found guilty of any minor crime and could have heretofore faced punishment like a fine or jail time, you will no longer have to do that because the court has instituted a community service program which will require you to do things that are in the interests of the community, cleaning up, working to help children in school, changing sheets at hospitals, all that sort of thing, which I am 100% behind.
100%
I think it
for.
Is absolutely crazy. We put people in jail.
Yep.
I said, you know, it's like debtor's prison. I had again, you'll find this.
Debtor's prison? Is that something in, like, medieval times?
Yes. It was, well, I've got a, I've had an ongoing dispute with the city of Framingham for years over a water bill and water rights on my farm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it came to a head. And so they say I owe them $9,000. I say I don't. But they leaned it, and so now I have to pay it. And so I have every year to go to the City Licensing Commission to get a license so that we can sell ice cream and have events at the farm. So they told me they wouldn't give me a license this year until I paid the $9,000 water bill. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at the guy and I said, this is really a return to the good old days of debtor's prison. How do you expect somebody to pay a bill like this if they can't open their business to generate the money to pay the bill? And, of course, they had no answer. Well, these are the rules. Well, what moron came up with that thinking? I'm going to keep going with this there. I'm going to make a big deal out of it.
Do they expect you to pay it in one lump sum? Or do they, is there no middle ground where?
We haven't worked it. We've had the discussion as to discounting and what I was entitled to and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
But yes, in principle, you're right. It makes no sense.
No. Not at all. So anyway, but back to this, what they're doing here. They're assigning work appropriate for the education of the people who are in, quote-unquote, trouble. 80 hours of community service, for example, equates to 10 8-hour workdays worth of volunteer work. And so if you have been, like, the sentence of 80 hours of community service is the same as a month in jail, you know, that kind of stuff. So instead of paying a fine, then you get to go and work. You have your regular job, And then after the job, you go to the hospital and change sheets, or you clean the floor, or you wash windows, or you do whatever. Laundry is a big thing here. It looks like a lot of people doing the laundry in the hospital, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you work at your job 8 or 9 hours, and you go 4 hours every night of the week, 3-4 nights a week, and you do something that helps cut the expenses for the city or the community in other ways, cleaning out garbage bins and sweeping the park or any of these other things. I think this is the only thing that makes any sense.
Yep.
Why should I pay for you to go to jail when you screwed up? You pay. You're the one who made the mistake. Why am I paying for your mistake?
And if you're healthy enough and able-bodied that you're working out in the prison yard, you can go and pick up some trash and
some sheets
and do some laundry.
It used to be they would call it cruel and unusual punishment to make me do work. Screw you.
Mm-hmm.
Cruel and unusual punishment. Yesterday we were talking about Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch and how he was going to be on that labor. Remember the case of the union workers? So yesterday he was silent at the Supreme Court. They sparred over the case. Labor unions, of course, there. And by the way, this is not any labor union. This problem has come from the federal labor unions, but it will make a statement that will then reverberate with unions everywhere. Organized labor is a big supporter of Democrats, as you know, and unions strongly opposed his nomination because of his stripes. He didn't ask any questions during the session. And so they don't, you see, what people don't understand, the naivete of this, sometimes people say, well, you can tell by his question what his answer is going to be. Well, he didn't say anything. And they won't come out, I bet, with a ruling on this until they cap the season at the end of June. I'm going to bet it's all, these rulings come out at the end of the season. And they'll throw a whole bunch of them out on the same day. So there's no indication one way or another of how this goes. If you didn't remember the conversation or hear it, this is about unions demanding for people who don't want to belong to the union the union fee, because their thinking is, we as the union have helped you, we are helping you get more pay. Even if you don't want to belong to our union, we want you to pay your dues. You don't have to belong, just give us your money because we got you a better deal. And so see where that shakes out. 11:30 for the hour. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Jenny had a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is the theme from Scarface. Those of you who are big into Chuck Curry's movie moments, you'll be happy to know Chuck Curry has a story to connect to Scarface. And then I'm going to connect a Scarface story to somebody who's got a Scarface, Chuck Curry. You can follow my drift. All right, let's get to the movie news from Scarface. Yes, what's the story?
Well, Universal's back on track. They're going to do a remake to Scarface. Antoine Fuqua, the guy, a pretty talented director who did Training Day and also The Equalizer, in serious negotiations to helm the project. The actor, Diego Luga, who is in The Force, was in Rogue One, the lead actor. He reportedly signed on to play the role of Tony Montana, but has scheduling issues, so may not do it. I don't think he's the right pick. I think if you're going to remake Scarface, which has an immense cult following, the Al Pacino version from 83. They also did a 1932 version with an actor named Paul Mooney, but the 83 version is really the movie they're going to remake based on that film's popularity. I think they got to go with a A-list actor who has a lot of popularity to make this movie fly, in my opinion. I mean, I thought Al Pacino was a little over the top in 83, but his performance, I think, is very memorable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very violent movie, too, though. I know you don't like violent movies, but, no, you know, a lot of talent was involved. Brian De Palma directed that movie. He did The Untouchables. And Oliver Stone wrote the screenplay to Scarface in 83. So there's a lot of talent involved. Yeah. Huh.
All right. So speaking of Scarface, do you know who Andy Serkis is? S-E-R-K-I-S. You know
he plays
he
one of the he plays one of the villains in Black Panther. He was Jennifer Garner's boss in 13 Going on 30, and he does all the that stop capture motion in movies like King Kong and in Lord of the Rings and Planet of the Apes.
He played Caesar in Planet of the Apes.
Yes, correct.
He was Lord Snoke in The Last Jedi. He plays these horrible, creepy creatures and says that that's he likes being the villain, apparently. He's an Aussie, isn't he? Is he from Australia or South Africa?
I believe so. And he's starting to direct. He's a really talented guy, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so he seems to be all over the place. But somebody you wouldn't know the name, right? You do because you follow this sort of thing. I do because I'm looking into his background. But he's been around for a long time. He's in his mid-50s. He says, the only way I can get into these is to live with characters like the ones I'm trying to create. And one wonders how he does that, playing an ape or the bad guy in Black Panther. It's just amazing where people can put their heads in order to be. Sometimes people don't realize the really good actors, they lose sight of who they really are in order to make this kind of stuff work. It really
absolutely. And speaking of Black Panther, Disney made an announcement yesterday donating $1 million of the profits to the Boys and Girls Clubs. This movie's done $700 million, well on its way to doing over $1 billion worldwide. And it's really become more than a movie. It's become a cultural event. People who have not probably gone to the movies in a while showing up to see this film. It's a lot bigger. I mean, I knew it would be big. I didn't think it would do $1 billion worldwide, though. It's very, very popular movie.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, Chuck Curry continues with a little bit more movie news right after this.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so Chucker, Death Wish is supposed to come out this weekend. We thought maybe they might not release it, but the promos are everywhere.
Yeah, their promo. I thought they were going to sort of put maybe a stop on the marketing push, but they're heavily promoting the film, which opens this Friday. Bruce Willis, who has really been I don't know what the word is, into DVD hell, let's put it that way. His last, like, five or six movies have come straight to the Walmart bin, playing the role of Paul Kersey, made infamous by Charles Bronson in the 70s and 80s. I'm really curious at the opening weekend this film is going to have. It's going to have a big one or a small one or no interest. I have a feeling, I don't know why, I think it's people are going to show up.
I do, too. Yeah, because Bruce Willis, and he's popular. All right, Chucker, good job as usual. Chuck Curry here at 59 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.